Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening to Real Laughs on 104.1, and it's Wednesday, hump day, I just found out. I don't know my days of the week anymore. That's right, people. The voice you're hearing is Mr. James Yan, comedian extraordinaire. I'm joined in virtual studio with some very funny and entertaining people. Let's start with my special guest first off. I want to let you guys know about Mr. Jeff Kaufman from Kaufman and Lynn, personal injury attorneys at law. At Kaufman and Lynn, every case is personal. They have been fighting and winning for the people of Orlando for more than 20 years. For more information, please go to whenyouneedus.com. Mr. Jeff Kaufman, how you doing, brother?
If I was any better, I'd be the godfather of comedy who ain't here tonight.
That's right. He is off. He's actually judging a very popular contest here, New Faces of Comedy at the Harry Buffalo, if you will. And we hope that turns out very well for them. Hope people go out there and support him. So good luck to you, Mr. Ken Miller, godfather of Orlando comedy. We also are joined in studio with Mr. Mike Herlihy, the writer and producer of The Lowdown with James Young. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You know, I'm a little anxious to get done recording tonight because I just found out that Oreo had released a line of Pokemon Oreos.
Yes.
And, like, I bought a couple of packs for the kids, but I didn't know that the Pokemon fan base is so fanatic because now they got, like, Mewtwo Oreos going for, like, $1,000 on eBay. So as soon as we get done here, I'm going to go rip open all those packages and start seeing if I can sell some Oreos on eBay. So that's what I'm up to tonight.
Gotcha. Now, if you don't get the Mewtwo in those packages, all the leftover Oreos, I'd be happy to take off your hands for a fair
price.
Send
some my way.
You're going to have to fight a 7-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 44-year-old because our Oreos.
Oh, you act like I haven't done all that.
Dude, being a kid growing up on Hydrox, once I was able to afford the good stuff, ain't nobody ever going to take it away from me, man.
Amen. The worst cookie in the world is bootleg Oreos. It's
they're basically the same. They are not the same.
They're not the same. They really are not the same.
That's why I get my mom cubic zirconia stuff for Mother's Day. I'm like, it's kind of like a diamond, Ma. It's pretty much the same.
Like you remember those cookies you used to feed us and tell us they're like just like Oreos? Yeah. Same concept, Mom.
Yeah, we same didn't have concept. Fruit Loops. We had fruit circles or something like that.
Looped fruits.
Rice crackles.
What? Rice crackles.
Snap, crackle, and disappointment.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it
Toreos, you know, No, we're not doing that.
Oh, man. Also, I'm joined with the half of the team of the No New Friends podcast, Mr. Scott Maffei. Scott, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. I always get a chuckle when you guys do comedy at Harry Buffalo, since that was the original improv. It gives me a chuckle. And now, Michael, I wanted to circle back to something with you with these Oreos. Are you just a double?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll just move on. How are the sides?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What's up with the Oreos?
So are you just a natural double stuff? What is your Oreo of choice?
Oh, that's a good question, bro.
You know, I go for the original usually. Over the summer, though, when we were on the road trip, we stopped and picked up some Oreos, and they had double stuffed, and they were like American flags. So they had the red.
They were triple stuffed.
I gotta tell you, if I didn't have diabetes before the summer of 2021, I definitely have them now. Because I think the kids got two before the next stop when they're like, Dad, can we get some Oreos? I'm like, oh, you guys should have asked sooner. They're gone.
So I do this thing. I don't like to go grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. And so I try to teach my wife a lesson every time we go grocery shopping. I will get a stack of five different packages of Oreos because I always want to try something new. Uh-huh. Now, the red, white, and blue ones that you're referring to, they were triple stacked with the what were the Pop Rocks? There were Pop Rocks in the cream. It was very, very slight. But I had a triple stack American flag Oreo with the Pop Rocks.
I'll be honest. I didn't notice any Pop Rocks, but you know what?
It was there slightly.
I don't know. I mean, maybe COVID has lost my sense of smell and taste, but also snappiness in my mouth.
Please,
I don't know. Thin James can't really appreciate this like Big James used to.
You saw that picture of me, right?
Yes, I did. And I watched. Yeah. I was going, how did he do that?
Bro.
By not eating the triple stuffed Oreos.
That's exactly it. I don't know if I want to put America in my mouth. I don't know. What does racism taste like? But anyway.
Wow.
Do you ever have people like when they find out you're into something like Twinkies or Oreo and they go, you know where that comes from? That cream is actually made up of animal parts. And like it doesn't change your view on Oreos. But you start thinking, maybe I would eat a goat. I don't know. Maybe right? I would. I mean, if the goat's marrow tastes this good, how right. good does the rest of the goat have to
People
taste?
People are always trying to talk me out of eating hot dogs. And I happen to be a guy who loves hot dogs. Love to grill them. Love to make them a little dark, a little charred. And you cannot talk. I don't care what you tell me. And you can tell me that hopes and dreams go into them and people have to, their dreams have to die. And I'm like, your
so
dreams
wait
are
a minute. What you're telling me here is you want me to get upset because they take all different kinds of parts that nobody else wanted of all these animals, shove it in a sleeve and make it into one beautiful piece of meat. Well, that's America. So if you're against hot dogs, that means you're against America's. We're just all the worst of all the best places in the world put in one place. So I'm going to eat this for my country.
That's right.
Roach legs in there, America. No problem. It's glorious. America.
Yeah.
Best damn city
I like
in the world.
People will make fun of you for eating hot dogs, but then they get really picky about, you can't put ketchup on it, though. I'm like, did you know everything else in this thing? Ketchup is I only eat ketchup and relish on hot dogs. And let me tell you, that place over on 50, what's that place called? The hot dog place.
Hamburger Heaven? No, Hot Dog Heaven.
Hot Dog Haven? I think it's Hot Dog Haven. It's been there for like years.
Yeah.
And
they're the best. The best.
Yeah. And ladies, if your husband knows about this place, it's because it's like two doors over from the old Dancers Royale. So,
the new Dancers Royale?
Is it old or new?
No, it's new. They just built it back. I talked to our boy who owns it. He owns all the Rachels too.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I mean, Jeff, if we got
I've never
a,
been, but I mean,
if we got
tell
do
me
a
it's
live
nice.
Broadcast, I mean, I guess that's what we got to do. If we got to go do a live location broadcast, Jeff, I mean, that's what we're going to have to do. I'm just going for the hot dogs down the road, but I mean, I guess.
I hear the patty melt is good there, too, though. So that's all different. Yeah. So.
Jeff, the good thing about doing a live remote there is James is not going to be allowed to go. So we're in. We're in that night.
You sure are. I can't go anywhere near a strip club. Not court ordered, but Michelle ordered. That's
I was going to say, strip clubs and schools. For some reason, James isn't allowed near any of them. One has to do with Michelle. The other ones, he's not allowed to talk about.
I was this close to winning that case. But anyway.
If only you had Jeff Kaufman on your side. But you went Morgan and Morgan, and here you are.
I did get a free bag of Arby's out of it, but
that's no bueno, man.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I wanted to follow up with you real quick, brother, because you went to Dragon Con. You were out of state for a little bit. First off, tell us, how was travel right now?
It's strange. I don't really think about it too much. I've been flying on airplanes forever. It's the whole weird hypocrisy in the world. Cause I was in Dragon Con a week before, and I was just in San Diego for a huge, a big thing out there. And I got to see Magic Johnson and, Martha Stewart. Very interesting combination.
But
this is how wrong it is. I'm at the convention center in San Diego. No masks.
Nobody has masks on?
No masks. Hotel? No masks.
Are they checking vaccination cards or anything?
They don't check. They just say, have you been vaccinated? Because they don't want to insult you. And then people say yes. There wasn't a single person in there. There were hundreds and hundreds of people there without masks on in California.
What? Yeah. Brother, I thought even – here's where I thought we were as a country. Maybe I'm just naive, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought – like establishments, businesses, their employees were wearing masks. I thought that's what kind of the rules were. You go to the hotel, at least they're wearing masks. The housekeepers are wearing masks, but you're telling me nobody's wearing masks out there.
Some of the employees were masks. I'm talking every participant who was there. For example, I flew into Vegas like Friday. Everyone's in masks. Hotels.
Yeah, right.
Everything. So Vegas is masked. The Sin City, everyone's wearing a mask. Yes. But San Diego, where, you know, they're telling us how the whole country's stupid and everything else like that, no masks. Mm-hmm.
Can't believe they're doing that.
Orlando, Comic-Con, all masks. Dragon Con, all masks. San Diego, no masks. And
that's
that threw
crazy.
Me. It really was. Because I was in an audience sitting with a lot of people. We were watching Magic Johnson talk for a little bit. Then Martha Stewart got up and talked for a little bit. What was funny is Snoop Dogg was supposed to speak, but he couldn't come because he got COVID.
Oh, there you go.
COVID, my nizzle. Yeah. Jeff, say no mask one more time for me.
No mask.
You sound like the whitest guy trying to speak Spanish.
No mask. As I was in there, I was looking around going, I thought I was in some bizarro world.
Yeah, you had to be.
Everyone was like having a good time, talking, drinking. Sure. I was going, did I pop back to 2019 and nobody told me?
We actually had this conversation at work today, me and Mike, that people, they know what the numbers are. They know. But because of what we call it, Mike, COVID fatigue, people are just like, I'm done. I've given up. I'm just going to, if it happens to me, I don't care at this point. Well, I'm just over it.
We were also discussing the fact that it's so funny to me that there's a group of people out there that won't take the vaccine, and their whole defense for it is, I'm not taking the vaccine. They didn't put it through the proper channels. They didn't test it properly. I don't know what's in it. I'm not going to take it. Yet there's this respiratory therapy drug out there called monoclonal, I believe, which is having good results. And people are like, plus, if I get COVID, I'll just go take the monoclonal. I'm like, well, that's had less testing than the vaccine. So you guys are all about not going to get the vaccine, but if I get COVID, I'll go get that shot, because
I avoid COVID like the plague. How can I say it?
Yeah.
As far as the discussion goes.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is this, is, you know, what I do for a living is I study this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to, because, you know, for example, drug Legal companies are sued all the time for stuff.
Right.
I mean, for example, like Viagra, nobody thought when Viagra came out like 20 years ago as a heart medication, then it transferred to a penis medication. Mm-hmm. Then they found out just about a year ago that it causes skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So your long-term effects of a drug aren't discovered
until
5, 10, 15 years. Right. So the idea of – that's why the FDA takes so long to clear stuff. Mm-hmm. And let's be silly. I don't care what you want to take, rat poison, whatever you think can cure it.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, you know, we're hoping – I took it because, you know, I'm taking that chance. But I'm not dumb enough not to realize that testing takes 5, 10, 15 years, because you know why? We sue people who don't do it.
Yes.
Josh. Every time you see a medication, have you taken this and your bowels are falling out? Call us.
Yeah.
These things went through 5 to 10 years of testing, just and it wasn't caught, because long-term effects are exactly that. Long-term effects. Yeah. So yes, take it, because you know it might make you feel safe. It might actually protect you. But we don't know. I mean, anybody who says they know is so full of crap that their eyes are bleeding poo. I mean, they don't know.
Well, and I'm sure you can take something for that. Yeah.
I mean, I took the shot because I believe that it will save my life.
But amen.
That's it. But that's, you know, I don't have any scientific reason to believe it.
Josh Blue had a great bit on AGT the other day. I didn't fact check this yet, but Josh Blue was talking about, you know, Botox originally, they started researching that for help with cerebral palsy. Like the Botox was able to help the muscles and give them more flexibility.
He's like,
but then someone found out that it got rid of wrinkles, and all of a sudden they were like, forget about the cerebral palsy, people. That's 80 bucks a vial. We're selling it to moms in Los Angeles.
look at a good example is Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson is the reason we have a cure for AIDS. Because he went over to Mexico, figured out that this drug worked out. It had no FDA approval. He started taking it. A lot of other people started taking it. And suddenly the cocktail became part of our society.
That's right. Thanks, and fat people, before we go to break, if you have any problems taking the vaccine, just remember, you eat hot dogs and you don't know what's in that. Don't go anywhere, people. We'll be right back.
It's America, James.
Right here on Real Lives 104.1.
Hey, if you're looking for adult entertainment, then why would you go anywhere else but Grandview Live? Grandview Live Gentlemen's Club is the elite adult club of Daytona Beach and Volusia County. They're located in the heart of Daytona in the Seabreeze Entertainment District. Now, they provide you guys with sexy live entertainment, not just for the gentlemen, but ladies love them too, because they have everything the entire group would want for a great night on the town. They have 4 bars, 2 stages, VIP seating, full bottle service, and a nightly DJ who will keep the party going all night. So if you're looking for adult entertainment, Grandview Live is the place you want to be. And remember, when you get there, to let them know that Real Lives sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. You are still listening to Real Laughs. It is Wednesday, hump day. We're about to be to that weekend. Hold on, people. You can make it. The voice you're hearing right now is Mr. James Yon, comedian extraordinaire. I'm joined in virtual studio by some very good people of mine, funny people, entertaining guys. Mike Hurley, he is here. Scott Maffei from the No New Friends podcast. And Mr. Jeff Kaufman. This man has more hyphens than, I don't know, anyone else. You do everything, Jeff. You are a comic book creator. You are a lawyer. You are a comedian, brother. You're a speaker. You're a man of goodwill, if you will. So you do it all, man.
Okay. I am a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. We're good. All
right. Well, I told you guys a couple episodes ago, maybe last week, that my anniversary is coming up. That special one, my 20-year wedding anniversary, and we're going away. We have our hotel picked out. We're gonna go away for a little bit, but I was looking for a gift to get my wife, something a little different, man, because she's not into jewelry. That's not my wife. She's more into experiences and things that we can get joy out of. So I think I have picked out the gift that I'm going to give my wife, guys. It's between two things. We are theme park people. We've worked at both theme parks together,
right?
And we're looking at buying annual passes either to Walt Disney World or to Universal Studios. We love them both equally. Really, truly, we do. Any park you want to go to, I'll go with you. I'll have a great time. I just don't know. We got to choose one. We can't do both. I got to choose which park we're going to go to, which park we're going to actually invest the money in getting annual passes to for our anniversary. So I was wondering, do you gentlemen, you guys are very smart. You guys are world traveled. You love theme parks like I do. Do you guys have a definitive answer for me and tell me why?
I have to ask a question first. You have to be properly vetted. How much money do you have to spend?
Money's not the option for once.
It's always an option. How much money you got?
Money's not the object for me. I'm James Yon.
He's saving for that Oreo money. He's been torn away.
Listen, now everybody knows I am not rich by any means, but
James, the difference is it's $2,000 for Disney tickets for both of you.
Really?
Yeah, okay, went up significantly.
I guess money woke him up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's wow.
Yeah,
it's not an option, but it is a concern. Okay,
it's $1,000 for Universal tickets
for the both of you. Correct.
It is that okay? Let's talk about this then. Now, Disney at one point I thought was for the because they have different tiers of these things, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, their tiers are right when you're waiting in those lines.
Yeah. Touché, sir. Okay, so the top tier is now $1,000.
It's a little bit each.
Yep. Now, if I give Disney $1,000 of my money a piece,
$2,000,
what am I getting with that? Is it I can
you
go
get
there,
you get into all the parks with no blocking? But here's why the Universal Pass is better. The high end Universal Pass at 4 o'clock, you get fast pass lines for everything.
Yep.
Oh.
So you show up at 4 o'clock and you run through every ride other than, I believe it's one of the Harry Potter rides.
Hagrid's. You don't get to skip right now, and then possibly not Velocicoaster.
Okay,
but everyone else, you get the Fast Pass. Now Disney allows you to do what they they don't even have the Fast Passes yet. They don't have them back. So no, you don't have that.
Well,
so you pay $1,000 to wait in the line with the riffraff,
with the other mouth breathers. Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, Disney, before the COVID pandemic, you could make an appointment to ride.
Three. Yes. But the difference is, like I said, the after 4 pass with Universal, you don't wait. You just go right through.
Yeah. Unlimited.
Wow.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, James, the value and the perks are definitely on the Universal side. Because just like Jeff said, you're going to get that express pass after 4 p.m. Once Valet reopens, you get free – if you get that top tier pass.
It is open. Valet is open.
So you get free valet. You get
Yes. I can go to valet parking?
Correct.
Yes.
And let me tell you why this is a big deal. You skip the huge security metal check. I mean, you still have to go through a metal detector, but it's a line of four people as opposed to
500 yards to the parking spot from where the valet is.
Exactly.
I used to joke when I was the house MC out there for Bonkers. I used to say, "Oh, they welcome to City Walk. They named it right, didn't they? Because you had to walk an entire city to get in this bitch."
Yeah,
but yeah.
They give you a 5K medal when you get to the entrance.
Yeah. Just to add a little bit more heartbreak. Right now, I'm looking at the prices, and for the IncrediPass, which is the one with zero blockout days, base price with tax, $1,383.44.
Yep. You're looking at 2,600
pass that you can only get if you're part of the Disney Vacation Club, and it's a blockout of 18 days is $957. The Pirate Florida Resident Pass with 75 blockout days is $744.
Oh my god!
And the Florida Resident Pass with 161 blockout days, so almost half the year, is $424. Now that being said, I've thought about getting season passes before. Fortunately, I still got enough friends who work at Disney that when I can, they can get me in, I get the hookup. But I've wanted to be able to just, you know, it's the weekend. Let's go over to Epcot or something, you know, take the kids. I don't know. I might look at some of those blockout ones because a lot of the dates that are blocked out during that time are I don't want to go to Disney.
Right.
I don't want to go during the summer. I don't want to go during the high point of tour season.
Me either. You know? But what I'm hearing is that I can go the low tier, the one you were just mentioning, Mike, for 430 something.
500.
I could just go to 500 and go to Universal Studios and get free valet. I don't get blocked out after 4 o'clock. I can skip all the lines
every day. And it comes with Halloween horror tickets too.
You can also eat it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it comes with one for each
pass.
You can also eat a steak at Applebee's, or you can go to Longhorn. What you want to do?
Yeah. And James,
what are the big differences between Applebee's and Longhorn? Can we go a little higher than Longhorn on this one?
Hey Jeff, I only go as high as the places I've actually been. I don't like fantasy world of you and your Carl or Ruth Chris steak.
Me and my Monopoly monocle guys. Yeah.
You and your billions of dollars. Yes. You have a full size Spider-Man stand behind you. I don't even think that's a statue. I think you pay a small man to stand there.
Spider-Man
all day long. And if that guy quits, let me know, because it looks like a pretty decent job.
What I laugh about is it took me 6 months to get him into the country because they thought he was plugged with cocaine.
There you go.
They thought I was muling through Spider-Man. That is
hilarious. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if that thing was stuffed with cocaine, you'd be paying for that about as much as you pay for two tickets for you and your wife to go to Disney for a year.
You're damn right. And there are no toilet seats to be found in this room. It's terrible.
No.
Go ahead. So, Scott.
What do you got, James, for me, buddy?
Mike gave you the Disney Pass price. The top tier for Universal, so that's the 365 days, After Four Express Pass, Halloween Horror Night ticket, the two-park pass, $559.99 per person.
Oh, why would I not do that?
Top tier.
And better than that, that $1,000 you said, honey, I know you might want to go to Disney, but I'm going to use that $1,000 to take us on a cruise.
There you go. She loves cruises.
Two for one.
Yeah. Here's something to consider, though, James, is these prices that we're giving you, Disney is a four-park compared to Universal, which is a two-park. So the benefits and the perks at Universal are a hell of a lot better, but you're getting two more parks at Disney. So just something to consider.
And what the problem is this with Disney. If I don't skip any lines right now, the lines for some of the attractions I want to see, because I'm a Florida native, I've been on most of their rides. The things I have not got on yet, like if I go to the studios and I want to do the Millennium Falcon ride, or if I want to do
hour and a half.
Brother, oh my god.
I go with Jacob. I have all the tickets because Jacob, I gotta go
you
to the park.
Theme parks.
And I'm not putting Disney down, okay?
No,
for the value, and if you can, you know, value is important, you gotta go with Universal. Now, Jacob, him and I live at Disney. We do 50 days a year there minimum.
Every Wednesday, right?
Every Wednesday. He knows more people than I've ever met. He knows everybody. Nice. Mm-hmm. And they treat him so well, and I'm not putting Disney down. What I'm saying is the cost, $1,300 for an annual pass, that's painful.
I mean,
how does a family that, if you have a family of four, you're talking $5,200.
You can't do it. There's no way unless.
And we're not talking you buy a drink in there or something else. I mean, him and I get a snack for him, a drink and a water, $20.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Easy.
And $9 pretzel. You know,
and that's street vendors. Yeah. That's not even going into a restaurant or anywhere.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like one of his favorite places is he eats at the Land, and it's with all the characters.
You're not getting out of that one.
$70 for like three pieces of chicken and some rice and this weird pie. Yeah. But I actually, when I did character work, I worked in there, and they actually had a dude die at the table. Mm-hmm. And the worst part about it was, is the characters didn't realize he was dead. So the Chippendales were still taking pictures with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And somebody starts losing it, going, you know, and when you're in character, you don't see anybody.
Yeah. And that was great. Is the EMTs are like, where is he? You got to wait for it to come back around. He'll be here.
Yeah. It was like Weekend with Bernie's. You know, the characters were doing it, you know.
The thing I love about the land is you can take the boat tour first and see, like, all the vegetables and see all the fish and how they're organically farmed. And then you can go upstairs and eat them. That's yay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You literally can play with your food before you go eat it there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So thank you guys, because it looks like James will be buying him and his wife annual passes to Universal. I mean, which will be great for me.
James, I'm gonna teach you how to be. I was married for a long time, long time, and I'm gonna teach you this right now. Don't make that mistake. Go directly to her and say, "These are my choices. I don't want to screw this up." Yeah. You have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because you're gonna go, "Well, I thought the $1,000." She goes, "You thought I'm wrong." You know?
Yeah.
You are making a tough choice, and you say, "Well, for $1,000 less, we could get a cruise and we could get these passes."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, or the first time we go, we can say,
"I love you, honey." And normally, I would want this to be a secret, but this is something that this is not something you're going to wear. This is something we're going to be doing for a whole year.
True, indeed. You're overthinking this. Do what every other successful Orlando comedian does: start a GoFundMe. All right. Why should it come out of your pocket when you can get other idiots to pay for
it?
Listen, I mean, people, come on. I know you're struggling.
For only $50 a month, you can
send me and my family.
No, just me. Universal.
Nice.
His Pantheon account. That's what he's got going on.
Start a Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.
That's funny.
Yes.
Patreon/ Mike Curley, he's broke. Send his kids to the park because he can't afford to.com.
Amen. Now, Mike, you're only halfway lying about Orlando Comics and their histories with GoFundMe. Yeah. there's a lot of stories about certain gentlemen doing stuff.
Like, I'm a soft touch. If you got, like, a medical bill or something like that, and
kids,
for sick kids, I open up my wallet. I can't help it.
Absolutely.
You know? Once you become a father, you're just like that anyway. But I was like that even before. But I think I was telling you before, man, there was a GoFundMe once, this single mom in my hometown, and her house had burned down. And I was like, "Oh, my God, we got to do something for her." And the first comment on her GoFundMe was, "Your house burnt down because you let your fiance try cooking meth in the garage," with a link to the newspaper article with the whole story and the arrest report. I was like, "Yeah, I can't help you now. I can't. I still feel bad for your kids."
It's going to be a hard no for
me. You know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get your fiance's teeth fixed first. Let's do that.
Oh, they're just going to rot out again, Mike.
That's a good point.
We're just trying to rebuild, Mike. You
do artificial teeth wore out with meth?
Do artificial?
Yeah. I think they'll go maybe color stain, but I mean, then
another 2 months, I'll let you know how it's going.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Get the interns on this, James.
All right. So great advice. Thank you for giving all the information on Disney and Universal. But I think, Jeff, you hit the nail on the head. Let's not choose myself. Let her choose. It can be her decision. Why would I try to know what my wife is thinking? No. I should know that.
Don't you dare.
History. Yeah. Nope. Why would I try that?
You know, James, if ever there was a better reason to just march into your boss's office at the TV station on Monday morning and ask for a raise, it's this. You're like, "Look, this ain't for me. I asked my wife if she wants to go to Disney year round or Universal, and she looked me square in the face and said, both.
Oh.
So what I'm going to need from you... I'm going to either need a raise or an advance on the next 6 years of my career here."
Absolutely. She looked at me and said, "Go make it happen." And
that's right.
She pointed
at
the
door. Can we write this off?
It's definitely going to be Disney because you're a dreamer.
Oh, guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right here on Real Last 104.1.
What's up, everybody? It is James Yon from Real Last Radio. Now, the new home for comedy is at Amstar Cinemas, located in Lake Mary each and every Wednesday, hosted by comedian Joe Neal, as seen on BET's Comic View. He is bringing all his funny friends with him. It's the Comedy Takeover live stand-up comedy show at the movies. He is featuring some of today's funniest comedians from around the country. You guys won't want to miss this. Now, Florida is in dire need of the medicine of laughter, so come on out and get you some. Showtimes are at 6:45 and 8:45. Don't miss the before and after event at Dexter's Lake Mary. If you mention the comedy show, you'll get 10% off your bill. Log on to thecomedytakeover.com for all the details. People, it's the Comedy Takeover Live stand-up comedy show at the movies. Remember to log on to thecomedytakeover.com. I'll see you guys there.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Real Laughs on 104.1. The voice that you are hearing today is Mr. James Yon. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's hump day. You got a couple more days of the weekend. I'm joined in virtual studio with some pretty good friends of mine, Mr. Mike Herlihy, Scott Maffei from the New Friends Podcast. And we got Jeff Kaufman, of course. Now, if you were listening last segment, people, I think I've made a decision on what to get my wife for our anniversary 20 years. I'm going to let her decide.
Between, yes.
Good choice.
Between Disney and Universal. Now, I just learned something else in the break, that Universal's annual pass is more than an annual because they give you some extra months in there, I think. You get like 15 months or, you know, instead of just having the normal 12, which Disney's definitely not coughing up an extra 3 months for you. So I'm definitely biased on which one I'd like to choose. But I'll let my wife, of course, Mrs. Yon.
Don't make that mistake. Why are you thinking you can make a decision now? You ain't made one through your whole marriage.
I'm saying I'm leaning towards one. I'm not saying.
Look at Mike. Look up like that's not the truth.
James, put together a PowerPoint presentation with the price per day, how much food you can get, and you'll be good. Gotcha.
She picked out the T-shirt he's wearing tonight. Stop it.
It's the truth, Jeff. But we all play along.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of like, what was that movie with Jim Carrey where he lived under the dome? You know.
And Truman like, Show.
The Truman Show. That's how we treat James. We all act like he has some say in his marriage, but we all know what's really going on.
Bring out the midgets.
Yeah. Wow. So we are doing that show at Dancers Royale.
Yes.
Great.
Yes,
all
we
right.
are. Cool. And we ain't doing no bowling. Okay.
There you go. What? There you go. So thank you guys for that information, man. I knew you guys. I knew Jeff and I knew Scott. Scott had, definitely worked there at one point. So did Mike, actually. And Jeff, I know you go to all the theme parks. So
I worked there for 9 years. Yeah, I love Disney. I love Disney. I'm still a huge fan.
Me too, actually.
But sometimes I have to go on like five times of like, what's the one with the, Figment. Oh, man. Journey to the
Imagination.
Jacob goes like five straight times in a row.
Oh, he loves
it. I'm stuck on, and we get off, and we have this exit that they have us walk through, and they load us up again. They're real nice. Mm-hmm. But the therapy I need after doing Figment five straight times, and I'm a really nice guy before the fourth one. And on the fifth one, I'm swearing at him. I mean, he's autistic. He doesn't know what I'm saying. But, I mean, I do a lot of swearing at him. And, you know, how many times we do with a shut up? You know, like, I get why people beat their kids in Disney. I mean, you'll lose your mind there.
You will. I've seen that father before he snaps. I know that look. I worked there for 15 years. He doesn't mean to become this monster, this crazy person. But after like 8 hours, it's like an 8 hour window, 6 to 8 hours. You just see this dad that had every good intention of having a great day with his family just snap, lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you feel like they're pumping in extra moisture when you're waiting in line. I don't know what it is. You're sweating in unnatural places. You're unhappy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, and Jacob, you know, what I love is when I see somebody beating their kids and a father going, I'll hold them down for you. You know, everyone that's
I'll hold them down for you. Damn. Yeah. Which other you, parents are willing to help you beat your children?
Oh. For me and you.
With
a ping pong ball. Okay, yeah. No, I can't do it. I can't. And I'm on my phone the whole time. And I know when the place is dark and people are ticked off at the one guy on the phone, I don't care.
Okay, Jeff, would you rather do all day on Journey to Imagination or all day at Small World?
It's the same.
I actually have the worst option for you. I got stuck in Pirates of the Caribbean at that one point where it's like, yo ho, yo ho, pirate's life for me. Ha ha, a pirate's life for me. Please stay in the car. Mm-hmm. The car will be moving shortly. Yo ho, yo. And this went on for an hour.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'd rather take a small word because at least they have a chorus. You know, it keeps, you know.
Pirates and Haunted Mansion are my two favorites, and I don't mind when things shut down there because it gives me a chance to like look around, like especially in like in the Haunted Mansion, you get stuck in that ballroom scene, like the Pepsi Ghost illusion. Oh, that's so much fun because if you look really hard, you can see what's underneath you and how they pull everything off. So yeah, it's like a bonus on those. Yeah.
Do you know what the cool thing about the dining room there? You can rent it for like $15K, and you can do a party out there. Yeah.
Yeah. James can't even come up with $2,000 for annual passes. And you're talking like, you know, if you guys are just looking for somewhere to picnic on a Sunday, $15K, you can
go. So right now, if you join Real Laughs Patreon, we're going to be doing a meet and greet in the Haunted Mansion dining room.
And coincidentally, the Patreon for Real Laughs, $15K. So if you guys. I want to ask you guys, when you guys go to the park, now we have a way that we go. We go when it first opens, and we leave when it closes. We make a day out of going when I go with my family. Are you guys like, hey, I'm going to hit a few rides and just go? Or are you guys the kind that will just like, we're going to make a day of it. We're going from open to close.
It depends. I like if we're going to, we've got like Jeff, we've got passes for Disney and Universal. Universal, it's whatever time we get there. We may do a couple rides. We're probably going to bar hop. Disney. At Epcot, we're going to wait for a little bit because we're just going to drink around the world. Hollywood Studios, we are there at the butt crack of dawn, right first thing, because we want to get on Rise of Resistance. We want to get on Smuggler's Run before there's a crowd. So it just depends. It's circumstantial.
Gotcha. See, I have a rule. It normally took me like about 6 hours and 45 minutes to finish a marathon. Woo. So I don't do anything longer than that. So there is no way in the world that I'm going to the park at 8 o'clock, sweating my butt off all day, walking 20 miles, and then leaving at 9 o'clock at night. No, that's we're Floridians. If you have the pass, you take it at your own leisure.
Yeah.
Three or four rides. Yeah. You don't have to do 50. I mean, you're not a tourist, have to knock that all out in one day. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy talk.
I think we don't have
like a native
those kind of passes. So we would always be like, okay, we're going to make this day count.
Of course. Yeah. If you have a single day, that's what you're doing. But James,
go ahead.
James, the first time you go with your annual passes, you're going to do that 8 a.m. until 10 o'clock p.m. After that, it's just going to be, we'll get there when we get there. Because the magic kind of wears off a little bit.
It's called a slow fried egg. You start off, the sun's barely cresting, and then it slowly bakes you for 9 hours.
Yeah,
and then you walk out, and it kind of, you hate each other. You hate everybody with you. You hate everything.
I think it depends who I'm with, because, like, if I go with just some friends, and we hit up, like, Food and Wine or something like that, then we kind of get there. Nobody's waking up early.
Yeah, you take your time.
We're going to kind of relax, and especially Epcot, I love, because there's really not much that you got to get online for there. You can kind of walk around and enjoy everything and hop online for a couple things. But when I go to the Magic Kingdom with the family, I plan. It's a mission. Yeah. Like, I got my list. We're going to hit everything.
Excel spreadsheets, mission control.
I pack umbrellas. I pack ponchos because we all know it's going to rain at 2 o'clock. We all know everybody's going to run for shelter. If you got a poncho on and you can keep your kids happy with umbrellas and pull them around in a cart while they're covered up like a little miniature tank, and you can get some distance while that pathway is cleared, I mean, you can get everything in. You just got to plan ahead and know it.
You're right
and
about
the main
that.
Thing is just be online for the biggest thing. I don't know why everybody spends 3 hours at the busiest time to go on Frozen. It's like, dude, if the park closes at 10, I will get on that line at 9:59, and they're going to let me on. So just wait.
See, Mike. Mike talks like an expert. I think, Mike, you're in the 90. You're in the top 2%. But see, when you're in the top 1%, you build in a nap, and you know I'm present Hall of Presidents. I got Carousel of Progress. Yep. I got at least 45 quality minutes where I'm sleeping in an air conditioned chair.
Hall of Presidents
People Mover.
The People Mover. Well, that goes for about 8 minutes.
And what's the other one? Where it's a great big
Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress.
That's the best place. That's a nice little tune to sleep to. Yeah. It's great.
But let me tell you, when I worked there, what I enjoyed doing was when it was just me, I would go and just sit in Canada, just sit outside a little cafe in Canada and just spend the day and watch people cram everything in. But you're an employee, so you know you can swing by, have lunch there, dip out. What I used to like doing with my friends is we would all go together, all of us employees. And you know those doors that lead to the, like, offset you know, off stage.
Yeah.
We would just start one by one lining up there until there were like seven of us. And then you'd see normal people walking by, be like, oh, is there a character coming out? And they got on a line behind you. And then you just one by one leave and they all scoot up and you can walk by 20 minutes later and they're still looking at their watches waiting for something to happen.
That is diabolical, my friend.
See, there were cool things. You learn all the tricks after 9 years. Like in the Magic Kingdom, the best place I found to watch the fireworks is behind the Snow White's castle. Behind the castle.
By the carousel,
And then I found out, for example, there were cheat things. We used to do character sets in the park. Mm-hmm. We used to climb up on the roof, go through the fire escape, and sit on top of the roof and watch the fire escape from right across from Pirates. And that was cool.
When I worked at Hollywood, you had the Chinese theater, and that's where our breakroom was for Mickey and Tigger. So, we used to head up there at the end of the night on the roof. You can see it. Beautiful view, you know.
I mean, we're spoiled. I mean, there are so many cool things. And Disney World, I have a lot of great memories at. You know, the hard thing is I think the best hard ticket event has to be Halloween Horrors. I don't think there's anything better, but you have to get the fast passes for that.
Absolutely.
No reason to wait 2 hours in line for anything.
Or you don't go in the month of October or late in the month of October. You go early. Like my kids already went.
We bought the September pass so we can go every night during September.
Yeah.
And it's 45 minute wait is the – now, we still got Express because we can.
Because we're better than you.
We don't like to be able to
Scott is white privilege here. Come on.
It's all that money you save on shampoo every year.
Mascot money.
Wow. Too soon, Mike.
The one thing I wish everybody could experience, I've been fortunate enough to have this at Universal Studios and the Magic Kingdom being an employee, is getting there right at shift change when the people who do the gardening at night are leaving and the new crew isn't coming in and you're the only person on Main Street with the castle behind you, but the music is still playing and it's like, you know, the sun's just starting to come up like dawn. Same thing at Universal Studios, walking through New York, and you realize the millions of dollars, you realize how much money people spend to come from around the world to be right where you are, and for a split moment, you feel like it's all yours.
Yes, it's all yours. Now, Mike, I've
being part of the cult. I love that.
Yeah, I've made that walk down New York at Universal during Horror Nights by myself with the Horror Nights music still going.
And the fog going,
Scary as hell.
I bet it was. I'm not even joking, man. But I do really enjoy the heart, like you said, a heart ticket event. I used to love going to Halloween Horror Nights. My wife absolutely hates it, doesn't want any part of it. So I really stopped going, but I'm looking forward to
it. It's Dude Night.
They have great food, James. Great food this year. Oh my God.
Really?
Pizza fries.
Okay, do explain that in pornographic detail.
James, they put the cheese on.
Oh, yeah.
And then some pepperoni. It's thick, crinkled fries.
Oh, really?
That's like Shaq reading porn. Stop doing that.
I know. Then they have s'mores fries. S'mores fries, which are sweet potato fries, graham cracker, marshmallow, chocolate syrup. Unbelievable.
Oh my God. It's just nothing's healthy. I love it already.
No, nothing. They have a specialty menu. It's fantastic.
Gotcha.
And I love that.
Do you guys go to Horror Nights every year? Is that something you guys do? Is that
Without question.
I've been off for about 3 years. I normally do, but I've been off for like 3 years. I don't know why. I just somehow miss it. Somehow it just doesn't come into play. And by the time I'm done, it's November. I don't know.
There you go. Mike, are you looking to check out Halloween Horror Nights, my friend?
You know, I went to the very first Halloween Horror Nights, and then I went to the ones while I worked there. And I think the last Halloween Horror Night I went to was the year right before the year my kid was born, 2010, when my first child was born. It kind of gets harder because it's not really something that's their age appropriate yet for. Nope. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of hard to be like, hey, on a weekend that we're not out on the road as comics, you do family stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
They can give you their weekends to go to work, but you're like, hey, I'm going to do something really cool. You guys hang
you
here.
You can't go. Yeah.
Do you remember Bill and Ted's? The Bill and Ted show?
Yes, that's
my favorite part.
Yeah. And they stopped it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you, all of you on the show today. Mr. Mike Hurley, Scott Maffei from the New Friends Podcast, and, of course, Mr. Jeff Kaufman. You gave me a lot to think about. I'm going to give my wife the option. Are we buying annual passes to Disney or Universal? Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I've had a great time. This is Real Laughs on 104.1. See you guys tomorrow.